Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 74. This is the official podcast of GruntFreePress.com. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. You can find me at Absolute Deicide on Xbox Live, on PSN. Something different on fucking, Uplay and fucking... Well, I think I'm Absolute Deicide on Steam. I think Uplay, I might be... Satan is Great One and fucking EA Origin, Absolute Deicide, or something like that. It got fucked up. My whole fucking brand got blown up because fucking, something stupid about fucking different emails and shit, and I don't know. I fucking hate that shit. But anyway, let's get right down to it. Down to the fucking news, because I got some news for you. Actually, no, I'm going to start off with a little personal story here. You know, you got to get a warm up. I just fucking woke up and fucking barely see. So, I get a story, an important story to tell here. And it's not about video games here. I just got to do something to warm up and fucking, before we get to the important, well, this is important, but, it's not about video games directly, but kinda, I guess, tangentially. But I like the fucking laser focus just on video games, nothing else. But sometimes things come up where I just have to put my journalistic integrity to the side. You know, I'm pretty adamant about being all those years I went to college learning ethics and all that, and. Sometimes it's gonna take the fight to where it fucking matters, you know, and just let it all out, and if you listen to the show long enough, you know this is gonna fucking either involve fucking food, coffee, or cigarettes in some way, as it usually does, or if I say it's not about video games, it's about one of those things. I mean, that's fucking what my life revolves around. But I'm not one to take those things lightly. You know, I take them a serious business for me. So this time it has to do with fucking Burger King, and fuck Burger King. So I'm on my day off. I have to do my usual fucking routine. Besides play video games for 2 days, just fucking, record the podcast, edit it, fucking downloaded fucking Dead Rising 4, fucking, I'm like, alright, I'm running low on coffee here, so I have to make the trek out into the fucking faggot real world to try to restock my supplies here and fucking, get back to my cave and do what I do, but, I like to stay in here and fucking just do my thing, but fucking, I'm like, all right, well, if I have to go out and fucking, do shit outside of my cave, I gotta fucking, I plan them out. I plan my ventures out where, I have to do it as fucking quick and efficiently as possible. If I'm fucking getting coffee and I have to, I'm like, all right, well, I'm going out to get coffee. What's near fucking, Dunkin' Donuts? That's fucking, what's the fastest thing I can do to fucking, if I'm out there, I can get food while I'm out, same fucking trip, just fucking real quick. So I'm thinking about my options, weighing my options here. I'm like McDonald's can be iffy. Just the quality of the food. It's fucking, sometimes it's fucking all right. Sometimes it tastes like it's been out there for like, fucking a week and it's all fucking gross. So I don't know. And fucking, it could be a long line. It could fucking take a minute. I don't know. It's a gamble. Fucking then, same with Taco Bell. I mean, I can fucking try Taco Bell, but that can fucking take forever too, and I don't know. And then I'm thinking like, I can order for fucking order takeout, fucking whatever, just order from anywhere really, and fucking just hopefully time it out so I can get the fuck out of there. But I don't even want to wait for that. I don't even want to wait the fucking 20 minutes and fucking like, all right, fucking just want to go do my shit, just fucking want something right, right then, grab and go, fucking back home, back to playing games for an hour or so, fucking, you know, again, it's getting late and fucking getting tired, just do that, fucking pass out and I'll be good. So fucking like, all right, well, you know, Burger King, that's fucking, that's it, right? I mean, it's fucking not like, you know, it's not the fucking busiest place. It's fucking, you know, usually only a couple cars at fucking whatever, 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, and just fucking like, you know, not the most fucking popular place, like whatever. I mean, might be, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit longer than you think to just fucking get your shit, but like whatever. It's just fucking, at most it'll be fucking 10 minutes just fucking sitting there and just getting in and getting the fuck out. That was my thought process, right? And well, I was fucking wrong. I was wrong on that. Cause I get to the drive-thru and it's fucking, I'm like, all right, this looks fucking perfect. I mean, yet, you know, one car ahead of me. I mean, fucking, I'm like, that's great, perfect, it's exactly what I fucking want. I'm just fucking, it's gonna be even quicker, you know, in and out. So I mean, I'm fucking like, all right, cool. Fucking get the window. Fucking order my burgers. I'm like, all right, you know. Give me fucking whatever, 3 fucking burgers and fries and shit, you know, because I'm fat, this is what I want to do, and, like, whatever, all right, it's like 20 bucks or so, like, you know, nothing crazy, just fucking whatever, bacon cheeseburgers and shit, and, like, a Whopper, and, you know, 2 bacon cheeseburgers and a fucking Whopper, like, fries, fine. So, no, car ahead of me, fucking, you know, just, I see him, fucking just, you know, drive right through, again, just looking good, fucking clean sailing ahead, just fucking, all right, get up to the window, fucking, I didn't order anything crazy, just fucking grab it, get the fuck out of there, and, you know, do that, and fucking go grab my coffees, fucking pretty much next door, I'm fucking on my way, I mean, fucking just looking smooth sailing all around. Then I get up to the drive-thru window, and the fucking guy fucking takes my money, and fucking, he's like, all right, go, wait around the side there, you know, just pull off to the side and fucking like whatever. You know, it might take a few minutes for like whatever, fucking fries or whatever. So that's not a big deal. I mean, I've fucking done that before, and most times like, all right, yeah, whatever, pull off to the side and fucking, you know, there's fucking like, you know, packaging your shit up and fucking getting it fucking ready and just whatever. Sit there for 2 minutes and fucking dude comes out and fucking gives you food. No problem. And, you know, I'm fucking just thinking like, oh, at least it means the fucking fries will probably be fresh and shit. So, that's cool. That's fine. So, you know, I pull up into a spot. I mean, fucking like, you know, in the parking lot there, fucking like, all right, well, whatever, fucking pull off. Not that many guys around me. You know, I'm pulling up my phone, fucking going online, just fucking, you know, checking shit out. Sorry, just a couple minutes, like, whatever, check the gaming news, fucking whatever, fucking, you know, dun-da-dun-da-da, fucking whatever, fucking around, you know, turn the radio up, fucking just listen to shit, waiting. I'm fucking waiting, and, it's one of those deals where it's like, fucking, you know, just like, all right, well, it's taking a little bit longer, but, whatever, I mean, fucking just like, you know, do something else and fucking just, you know, smoke a butt and just fucking checking the clock, and I'm like, fucking, is it fucking taking a while, or am I just fucking like really just want to get the fuck out of here, like, you know what I mean, I just want to just fucking be on my way and just like whatever. So I smoke another butt, fucking just like, just, you know, yeah, I'm looking at the clock, but I have no fucking clue. When I ordered my food, I didn't fucking check, you know, I wasn't checking, thinking I'd be waiting here for fucking more than a couple minutes, so I'm fucking like, I don't know how long I've been fucking sitting here, so, then I'm just waiting there longer and longer, then I'm like, dude, what the fuck, like, seriously, like, these fucking cunts just fucking forget, you know what I mean, that they fucking forget that I'm out on the side, or what, like, fucking, like, I'm getting fucking, like, pissed, like, you know, am I fucking just, like, sitting here like a fucking retard for no fucking reason, like, what, I'm thinking about, like, dude, should I fucking, like, drive the fuck off, and I'm like, dude, I gave my fucking, you know, 20 bucks or whatever, I'm just like, dude, and it's not, like, seriously, like, weighing the options, of just like, dude, like, fucking, is it worth, like, you know what I mean, is it worth fucking just sitting here, wasting my fucking time for fucking whatever, rather than fucking going to get my $20 back, or just like, dude, like, I don't know, like, is this a fucking, like, scam, like, you know what I mean, is this like a scam, this fucking piece of shit at the fucking, the drive-thru window or something, like, is this like a scam, like, he peepholes, like, just fucking, you know, when it's busy or something, he just fucking No, because it was getting, like, busy, like, behind me, you know what I mean? There were, like, cars in the line and shit, so it's not like I just fucking, like, oh, I'll pull a fucking, pull one of the drive-thru line again and just see what the fuck's going on. It's like, no, if I fucking do that, it'll be another, like, fucking, like, 20 minutes, so. So I'm like, did he fucking see a bunch of cars behind me and just fucking, like, take my money and say, like, all right, pull off to the side, and then fucking, like, that's it, and, like, fucking, you know what I mean? That's what he does, and just fucking, like, so the dude, you know, you drive off or just get, like, pissed or, like, whatever, and just fucking, like, I don't know, I'm just fucking, I'm getting fucking pissed, and just, like, dude, I hate fucking, like, dealing with fucking people, but I mean, like, you know, I'm like, dude, fuck that guy, you know what I mean, just fucking, like, that's his deal, fuck, where the fuck's my food and my fucking, like, money, dude, so I go inside the fucking shitty fucking restaurant, and there's, like, I don't know, like, a dozen people in there fucking waiting in line fucking to even, like, order, and just, again, this is fucking, like, not, like, a crazy, like, busy restaurant. I mean, again, it's, like, fucking 20 people waiting to order. There's, like, fucking, like, three people, like, sitting down in there, you know what I mean? So it's just, like, dude, these guys suck. And it's, like, hey, you know, I have to fucking, you know, wait behind everybody else and fucking, you know, there's people off the side fucking waiting and fucking complaining about how fucking long it's taking to get their fucking food and shit. And just, oh, it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It's just, like, dude, I'm just thinking, like, dude, some of these people are probably fucking on their, on their fucking, like, lunch break from fucking, like, work or whatever, and they're just, like, dude, they've, like, have to get back to, like, a certain time. They're all fucking, like, waiting around forever, dude. I'm fucking waiting around forever my fucking day off, you know what I mean? And I'm wondering what's worse, like, fucking, like, that sucks if, you know, if they're fucking being, gonna be fucking late for work, but on my end, I'm fucking, dude, this is, like, my off time. Like, I should be doing what the fuck I want to be doing, not fucking wasting fucking half an hour trying to get a fucking burger, you know what I mean? And I had to fucking deal with this goddamn shit, and just, so, you know, I finally get up to the fucking counter, and I just, dude, I hate fucking doing this shit, but I give the faggot behind the fucking register my fucking receipt, which I somehow had. I mean, usually fucking, I'm just like, ah, whatever, fucking, after I don't fucking keep my fast food receipts, I just fucking, like, throw them out or, like, whatever, but I dug through my fucking trash pile in my car and found it, and I'm just like, dude. I'm like, dude, I, you know, I'm just giving the receipt. I'm like, you know, just give me my money back, you know. And of course, he's like, just fucking doesn't know what to do. Fucking runs against the fucking manager, so I have to fucking wait for that. And the fucking manager comes out and is fucking, oh, you know, oh, what's the problem? You know what I mean? It's like, dude, I've been fucking waiting outside for, like, 20 fucking minutes for fucking, for like, burgers, dude. And I'm like, fucking, just give me my fucking money back, dude. I'm all set. And he's fucking. So he looks at the fucking receipt and he goes to, like, the little, like, you know, heated lamp thing. They fucking have, like, all the food ready and shit. And he fucking looks at it, grabs the bag, and, like, just tries to, like, give it to me. Like, oh, here you go. I'm just like, dude, no, I don't. I was like, dude, I don't want the fucking food, dude. Give me my fucking money. Like, dude, I'm not even about that. He's fucking. You know, then he walks over to the kid at the fucking drive-thru, talks to him, and just fucking, you know, is here and fucking, oh, I was out there asking whose food this was, whose order this was, fucking, nobody said anything, like, fucking, dude, I'm in my fucking car, dude, like, I can, you obviously weren't fucking, you know, you weren't fucking out there very long, or fucking, you weren't fucking saying it very loud, because, dude, you know, like, again, I'm in my car, the fucking heat's going, just fucking 20 degrees outside, the heat's fucking blasting, I got fucking music playing, I'm not fucking, like, you know, I didn't know it was my fucking job, you know what I mean, my job to fucking wait there and fucking, like, keep an eye out for fucking, like, whatever, dude, I'm just fucking, like, trying to kill time, like, where's my fucking, you know what I mean, it's your job to fucking find me, you dick, and he's fucking, like, oh, fuck you, dude, and just, fuck you burgers, fuck Burger King, never again. I mean, they're on the, Grunt Free Press fucking blacklist. That's not a list you want to be on, believe me. And, yeah, make me fucking wait around, dude, fuck you. Fuck Burger King. So, that was that. Anyway, kind of a long story, but, dude, fuck, I don't know, fuck that, just pissed me off. You know, then I caught some, I'm like, alright, whatever, dude, fuck those guys. And I'm fucking, like, that I'm watching a movie, I catch some fucking product placement for those motherfuckers. Well, I was watching a movie called Train to Busan, and I just shut the fucking movie off right there as soon as I saw fucking the product placement for Burger King. You're just like, you know, no, that's it, I'm taking no part in it. All right, I didn't actually do that, but Train to Busan, fucking really good fucking movie. again, I understand. It's just going on a little bit long without fucking talking about games, but just bear with me for a second. It's a South Korean Train to Busan. It's fucking South Korean, I think. I think I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I hope it's not North Korean. It's a South Korean fucking zombie movie that's pretty much entirely takes place on a train. You know, where the passengers are getting infected, and the fucking you know, the survivors are fucking you know, they're trying to contain them in like certain cars in the train, and they're you know, and the fucking the zombies and shit are like breaking through like one fucking, you know, whatever, one fucking divider, and they'll fucking you know, I end up fucking going to into like the next car, and like everyone's getting fucking like split up and shit, and just you know, they'll stop at like a station and be like, "All right, well, fucking like whatever, dude. We can fucking just, you know, contain these fucking zombies in here and fucking like get off and like find out what's going on." Then like the entire fucking station's like overrun and shit, like completely. So it's like, "Fuck, get back on the train and just fucking get, you know, get on and get going." And you know, they're just fucking on like a fucking whatever speeding train, like not knowing where, you know, where it's gonna be fucking safe to fucking stop and shit. And they're you know, they do like the typical like Night of the Living Dead like zombie thing where they're fucking, you know, kind of like fighting amongst each other and like trying to like get like a plan going and shit. And just it's, you know, simple movie. I mean, not entirely original, but it's just done like fucking so fucking well. Just you know, the zombies are like super fast and aggressive, and they pile on top of each other and shit, like trying to like get to be like fucking like real aggressive, you know. And just the only fucking you know, get like start going after you if they fucking see you and shit. Just, you know, just some cool shit they play with that. like they need light and they need to fucking, you know what I mean, they need to like fucking see you, you know what I mean, like they're not just fucking like you know, it's not just fucking like sound or like whatever, or fucking like, you know, just like shuffle around and fucking, you know, it's just like, dude, they have to like see you, like, you know what I mean, make fucking eye contact, and they all kind of fucking like go, yeah, it's just cool, it's different. So yeah, they do some cool shit with that. So it's like fucking like, oh, you know, they'll block out the fucking windows of the train and shit, and just you know, or the fucking, the train goes through a fucking tunnel, they'll all be, like, safe in the dark and shit, and just because, you know, they can't see them, and, so, you know, they'll have, like, a little window where they can fucking move, like, car to car and shit, and they're trying not to make any noise. I don't know, it's great, fucking tons of fucking action, just, not really, like, super gory, but it's fucking pretty brutal, and the characters are written real well, and acted really well, and just a fucking awesome fucking zombie movie. Just great compliment to fucking Dead Rising 4, I thought. Fucking zombie game, zombie movie, just to keep it related. But yeah, I mean, also fucking just in the movie, in fucking product placement I was talking about, just fucking, you know, again, I saw some fucking Burger King at the beginning, like fucking, like, dude, fuck you. And then and there's some pretty fucking heavy-handed Nintendo advertising in the movie too that I would thought was fucking odd. First that it was for, you know, Nintendo, and why are they like advertising in this you know, violent fucking horror movie and shit? It just seems like an odd choice to put fucking Nintendo shit in there, but they show the main little girl in the movie is fucking playing on a 3DS, and then, like, just in case, you know what I mean, you see her, like, playing on a Nintendo 3DS, and it's like, oh, well, if you don't know what that, you know, just in case you don't know, you don't get that fucking Nintendo advertising, she ends up, like, putting the fucking, the thing down on, like, a magazine that she's fucking reading, that just happens to be open to, like, a, you know, a full-page fucking ad for, you know, Nintendo new 3DS, like, fucking, you know, like, an ad for that. It's like, dude, that's not even subtle at all, and fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, fucking, gee, I wonder, you know, fucking, I wonder if Nintendo paid for that. It's like, yeah, it's pretty fucking obvious, dude. It's pretty straight fucking in your face. Earlier in the movie, her fucking father gets her a fucking birthday present, and she opens it up, and it's a, hey, it's a Wii, and it's fucking just like, you know, it's just fucking, then they fucking look at her TV, and she already has one, and it's fucking like, oh, she already has a Wii, and fucking, it's like, not only is it fucking, you know, she opens it up, and like, right in your face, you know, like, the big packaging, and fucking like, oh, Nintendo Wii, then they look over, and she, like, the one she already has hooked up to her TV, like, right behind that is fucking just, again, like, a full, like, pristine box, like, fucking, like, full screen, just fucking Nintendo Wii, fucking Mario jumping and shit, it's just like, Jesus Christ. It's also funny that it's the fucking the Wii. It's like fucking like, yeah, I think this movie just came out like not even last year. It's just funny that it's, I don't know, kind of how long it's been like production or whatever. It's not, I think it's funny. It's like, oh, hey, the Wii, but not, they don't even go for like the Wii U because, you know, father doesn't give her a fucking Wii U because it's, you know, they're trying to, she's trying to fucking get her to like him, you know what I mean? Not fucking, not the other way around. So he didn't get her a Wii U. Get it. But anyway, Bethesda Pinball, all of these segues, this episode, I'm gonna fucking start, selling fucking Segway, you know, companies fucking give me their money, and and fucking just tell me what to do for a Segway. So all the segues this episode, they're brought to you by Burger King. Burger King, fucking home of AIDS, the king of AIDS. Anyway, Bethesda Pinball. It's got three tables in there. You got there's a Skyrim table, a Fallout table, and a Doom table. And conceptually, I mean, just fucking fuck. That sounds awesome. I mean, it's fucking, as they talked about last week, I'm like, dude, just making a fucking Doom table and shit, and a fucking Fallout table. It sounds fucking all sound fucking amazing. So I got it, so I played them all, and fucking, obviously I'm fucking really fucking rusty, I haven't played pinball in like a year, but, Skyrim fucking pinball is, I don't know, after playing this, I thought it was pretty weak. It just because, you know, the thing that makes the Elder Scrolls games, like, seem like unique, like what makes them fucking like Elder Scrolls is fucking like, oh, because it's a fucking, you know, people just call them like Bethesda games now or whatever, but that's like the, you know, the Elder Scrolls, like the open world and the fucking, you know, freedom to fucking, like, you know, do whatever the fuck you want type of deal and fucking like whatever. I mean, just that's you know, plus like the lore and all that shit, and just that's what makes it fucking like, you know, Elder Scrolls and fucking like, you know, if you try to make it like something smaller and not that, you know, Bethesda open world, kind of do whatever the fuck you want type of deal. If you try to do like, say, I don't know, like a pinball game, like fucking based on that shit, it's just fucking like, it just kind of comes across as like, hey, generic fucking fantasy pinball type of deal with, you know, the Skyrim name slapped onto it pretty much. And I mean, that could be okay, like, too, I guess, but, you know, there's already a fucking fantasy RPG fucking table in Pinball FX 2 already. I mean, if I fucking played the shit out of it, it's called Epic Quest, and that fucking table's awesome. I mean, fucking, it's just, you know, just a, what it is, it's, it pretty much takes, like, the, you know, the systems and the battles and fucking, you know, loot fucking grind from like a traditional RPG or like action RPG or whatever, like a Diablo or something. It translates that into a pinball game. So, you know, it's been a while since I played fucking, again, any fucking pinball, but just trying to, so it might be a little off, but, it was something like, you know, fucking how to play the table. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure like Epic Quest, I mean, you had, you pretty much had like two main ramps that fucking, you know, you had to hit, and fucking when you're in a battle, it's fucking like, all right, go up this one ramp that's like a hit, and you fucking do like damage and shit based on your your equipment and your weapon and all that shit, and just fucking, you know, if you get hit, you get fucking it's on like a, I think it was like a 10-second timer or something, so it's like fucking like, oh, I got 10 seconds to fucking try to either, I think it's like one ramp's like attack, I think, and the other one's like dodge, so it's like either gonna attack or gonna dodge, and fucking, you know, if you dodge, you get fucking, you know, fucking, you reset the fucking timer or whatever, or something. And it's fucking, I think you get like more if you fucking just keep like going back and forth, like attack, dodge is like what you're supposed to be doing. And there's like a, I think there was like a harder, little ramp or like an orbit. I think the, like to the side you could hit, that was, you know, it was fucking harder to hit, but if you hit that, it was like a fucking critical hit and fucking like whatever, and you get fucking more damage and all that. It was pretty cool. I mean, it's like, it's simple, but I mean, like fucking, because it's simple, I mean, but it's still kind of tough to fucking get that, you know, get that rhythm down and fucking like try to like learn how to do the ramps and all that and fucking, so, but because it's just like, oh, it's a simple system, is all you, is what you're doing to fucking, you know, attack and shit out of fight. Like, you do that enough and it's fucking like, oh, okay, you get the rhythm, you get it, and it's fucking like, you know, you learn it and fucking, yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, just, it's, you know, it's a simple system, but it fucking worked. And then what they would do is you get fucking random loot after each battle or whatever, and just, or if you did like other shit on the table, they'd give you like random loot. And, yeah, you just look at it. I mean, you fucking just like, here's what you got. Here's the stats for it. And fucking, you know, here, or here's the difference between like, you know, stat difference between what you just picked up versus what you already have type of deal. So it's fucking, again, just that almost like Diablo, like quick, like, oh, look at it. Fucking like whatever do you want? And do you want it? Do you want to fucking drop it or sell it or like whatever? So, I mean, it was like the, and all your character and all that shit would carry over. Again, I'm still talking about Epic Quest and shit, but, yeah, we get everything, all your equipment and all that shit would carry over to all, it saves. So like if you played, you went through your fucking three balls and fucking your game was over, you fucking started a new one and fucking like it saved, like fucking you still like, that shit all carries over, you know? Yeah, so I mean, it's fucking, it's that loop is fucking like, you know, you'd still be facing like fucking different like monsters and shit. And, you know, the better loot you had, the fucking, bigger the fucking, you know, the harder the fucking monster you could fight and shit. And yeah, it was cool. I mean, fucking again, simple, and it's fucking, like, it was goofy, a lot of fucking like stupid comedy to it, but it really fun and fucking just like, again, it was just like a smart way to translate that into a pinball game. But then, Skyrim. I mean, the Skyrim table tries to do some of that same shit, but it tries to make it like way more fucking complicated to the point where it's fucking like it's not fun. It's like not fun to play. It's just fucking, you know, you can create a character. It's fucking, you know, pick a race, fucking whatever class or whatever, like, oh, that shit, fucking gender, blah blah blah. It's like, all right, fine, but. Then it tries to take like the Elder Scrolls system, like that, like their leveling system, and do that. So now it's like, oh, if you fight, you know, if the ball gets behind a fucking enemy and like hits him, like, oh, it's like, oh, that's a sneak attack, and like depending on fucking that fucking counts towards like your sneak skill, and it's fucking you know, depending on what type of weapon you equip, you get in battle and it's fucking like, oh, I attack with a fucking fireball, so, oh, my fucking magic skill goes up. Oh, I used a bow, so my archery goes up, and so on. It's fucking like, again, it's like, that's like, I'm like, ah, it's a little fucking much. It's a little complicated for a fucking pinball game, but it's okay, like, whatever. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt and fucking, like, whatever, and just, So it's a little fucking hopes for it, but what sucks is fucking like in order to fucking equip shit and fucking, you know, change your weapons and all that. Instead of like fucking, you know, it's not like the beginning of the game or like whatever, or fucking when you pick something up, it's like you have to hit a fucking certain spot, like a certain like little orbit or fucking like hole or some shit on the table, and so it's fucking like, ah, it's like it might not get that like several times trying to go for that, you know what I mean, to fucking like try to like equip my better equipment, and in the meantime I'm fucking like, oh, you get in a battle or something, it's like if you hit that hole then it's not lit or whatever, like you can't fucking do it then, it just fucking, it's like, oh, okay, so like, you know, fucking yeah, so it's fucking like that's the pain in the ass to begin with, and fucking when you do get in the fucking the right spot, you just the way they set it up, it's fucking, it's real convoluted, and fucking like it's not like, again, they're trying to make it complicated, but it just like slows everything down, and it's fucking, it's pretty shitty. You just, you know, you're spending all this time like again, you can just use the fucking flippers and the fucking launch button. So it's like you're spending a ton of fucking time just fucking going through like all these menus and shit. Just fucking, you know, dozens of fucking options. And just fucking, you know, hit the left flipper for this, the fucking right flipper for this, fucking hold both of them for something else, and fucking, you know, launch to back out, and just, like, up. If you hit launch, if you're like, try again, like, I'm getting fucking frustrated, like, I just want to play fucking pinball, so it's like, dude, fucking, like, alright, yeah, whatever, flipping through shit, oh, I don't have anything in this category, but you know what I mean, nothing in this category, oh, you know what I mean, so it's fucking going through all the shit, and fucking, like, alright, back out. It back out too many times, it's fucking like, oh, you're fucking playing the pinball game again, you're out, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, you know, you're fucked, you know what I mean? It's fucking, that's a bitch, fucking try to hit that hole again type of deal. It's just like, dude, fucking Jesus Christ, you know, good luck, and just, you know, you're going to, like, shops trying to sell shit, you're fucking, you know, using, like, potions, it's just a fucking mess, dude. It just takes way too long, you know what I mean, way too long to fucking, like, do what you want to do, or just fucking, you know, oh, hit this fucking spinner to travel to somewhere, and fucking this and that, and just, like, dude, like, it's supposed to be fucking pinball, you know what I mean, they did this fucking, kind of did it like completely ass backwards, where it's like, they tried to like cram as much fucking Skyrim shit into a game that's kind of resembles pinball, you know what I mean, rather than like, you know, make a fun fucking pinball game that's you know, based on Skyrim, like, type of deal. I don't know, this is, the tables is kind of a mess, I think, just fucking there's all this fucking, like, multi-stage fucking shit you have to go through to, like, start doing anything, and just fucking, you know, the battles are all, like, again, it's not like fucking hit this ramp to hit, to, you know, to fucking attack, and this one to dodge, or, like, whatever, it's like, you know, hit all of these fucking ramps, and you have a certain amount of time to do it, to hit, like, a dozen fucking ramps, or whatever, like, half a dozen ramps, but don't, you know, but then, like, there's all this time bullshit going on, and just, like, you know, they'll do a few of those, and it's fucking like, oh, some fucking, like, bandits showed up, and then it's fucking, like, pop out to fucking, like, bandits, and fucking, like, oh, now your ball's fucking slowing down for some reason, and just like, dude, and there's some fucking weird, like, overcomplicated fucking mechanics, like, fucking, you know, hold the flippers down, like, you know what I mean, just fucking hold, like, right or left fucking flipper down to charge up like a shot or something, and just like, dude, I don't know, I think it's just like, if I played it for fucking like hours, dude, I'm still like, don't know what the fuck's going on half the time, or what the fuck I'm even like trying to do, you know. I even like, I went into the fucking the menus too, you know, like the whatever, like, you know, you hit start and fucking it's like, how to play fucking instructions or whatever, and there's look through that, and there's just, like, pages and pages, dude, like, a lot of fucking rules, and still doesn't explain, like, half the shit on the fucking table, and fucking, you know, hit this to light up a ramp to travel to here, because, you know, I don't fucking know, and just, like, dude, spend gold to rest at an inn for, I don't know, like, why, I mean, you know what I mean, it's just, I don't know, just, didn't have fun with it, I just don't think it's a very good table, it's just, like, dude, and then I'm, like, fucking, like, oh, if I just keep playing, you know what I mean, I'll fucking, like, you know, my skills are going up, and I'll fucking, you know what I mean, I'll fucking, I'm like, dude, why am I, like, grinding? Like, why am I doing, like, grinding in a fucking pinball table? It's like, dude, I shouldn't, I don't know, just, I don't know, fuck that, it's fucking pinball, guys. Like, why are you making it that fucking complex, you know? And again, as I think, like pinball, like, I've played quite a few of those tables where it's fucking like, oh, okay, I get this, I get, like, you know what I mean? Oh, I get it, you hit this to start fucking a mission, this mission, this is that mission, and fucking, like, start getting like, oh, I need this to do fucking multi-ball. It's like fucking, like, you know what I mean? It's like fucking, it's like, I, you know, play a table and up. It's like, okay, I get it. And fucking, like just like Skyrim is just like, dude, this is a fucking, like, mess, dude. Like, I don't know. This is way too much here. And just fucking all these, like, mini games and bullshit. Just like, dude, fuck this. I don't know. So not a big fan of the Skyrim table. And, even, you know, unfortunately, fucking some of that same shit is fucking still wrong with the follow table. And just, though that one's the follow table's a little bit simpler, and it's fucking a little bit better for it, I think, as far as the follow one's, like, you know, it's above, it's like, it's passable, I think, but, you see, you start off making a character again, but it's it's but for it's again the Fallout like rules or whatever. So you get like the special stats, you know what I mean? Strength, perception, so blah blah blah. Special like in the fucking the Fallout games, you get fucking those six, seven, yeah, seven main stats. So fucking like that's it, you know what I mean? So you set that up at the beginning, then you get a. They give you like a little like spinning wheel or whatever, just fucking, you just pretty much just get like a random companion that it gives you at the beginning and fucking whatever one you get, you know, like fucking dog meat or fucking like whoever the fuck else, and they'll give you like a certain bonus, like depending on who your companion is. It's like, all right, well, that's kind of cool. That's fine. Fucking again, just because it's like that special system or like whatever, it's fucking quick and easy and shit. But for some reason, decides not to fucking save your character between games. So it's like, dude, like fucking, like what the fuck? It'd make sense if it did, but it's fucking, you know what I mean? It would be cool if it did, but fucking, yeah, it's just fucking, why bother? I mean, fucking, it's like, dude, I just fucking, now when I play, it's like, whatever, dude, hit fucking random and go, because it's like, dude, I'm not going to fucking sit there and, like, fuck with fucking my stats and, you know what I mean, pick my gender and blah, 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 and just fucking, yeah, it's not going to fucking matter. It was like, what am I going to spend, like, fucking, like, you know, 3 fucking minutes doing that, and then fucking, like, oh, what am I going to play, like, a fucking 5-minute game, maybe, if I can just, like, you know, it's like, dude, it's like, Jesus, dude, again, it would have been, I don't know why. It doesn't fucking save a character in Fallout, you know what I mean? Like, it should, but it doesn't fucking Skyrim, you know what I mean? Like, Skyrim, I don't know, whatever. But, yeah. So you're fucking playing, you collect fucking bottle caps and shit by, like, hitting targets and doing, like, quests and all that, and then, again, like, the fucking Skyrim table, it's like, oh, I go to a shop to fucking, like, buy shit or, like, whatever. And then, again, this one's a little simpler, so it's a little bit better for it, but, easier to navigate. It's just fucking, like, it's all pretty much just fucking, you know, heal yourself, fucking repair your fucking equipment or fucking, you know, upgrade your shit, and just fucking, like, you know, that's fine, like, alright, fine, that's okay, but, again, it's the fucking, you're fucking, like, buying new weapons and armor and shit, but... Oh, it just sucks that your fucking game doesn't save your fucking progress. So I don't know. It's fucking, this is like, dude, I don't know. I'm on like fucking like ball like 2 or 3, and like, oh yeah, fucking going through these menus to get fucking armor and shit, and it's fucking like, I could just fuck. You know what I mean? It's like, why? Again, it would be a fucking pretty good table if it fucking saved your shit, but. I don't know, like, again, you have to be a fucking pinball wizard and fucking, like, oh, yeah, all my games last, like, a fucking hour, you know what I mean? Mine are, like, fucking, like, 5 minutes. I'm, like, I want to spend half my time fucking with these menus, so, like, whatever. But, I mean, at least, the table's fucking easier to understand. I mean, you hit the lanes, you know, lit lanes, pretty much, to start a fucking mission, and... targets fucking pop up and you attack the fucking targets, or you can hit certain shit to fucking, you know, trigger like VATs or whatever, and, you open up a fucking, like, a ramp will fucking lift up, you, like, go underneath it to do, like a vault mission, and, you know, you go into, like, a vault or whatever, and that turns the table, like, dark and shit, and it glows, like, green or whatever, and, yeah, you're trying to do the fucking all those vault missions have like bobbleheads in them, and you're trying to, you know, hit certain ramps and do certain shit to get a bobblehead that fucking will raise one of your stats, I guess. But what I don't get is fucking like, oh, I'm trying to hit the ramp. Like, I don't think I've ever fucking like completed one of those. But fucking like, dude, it's like, all right, so I'll fail one and fucking like, oh, you know, the ball goes out. Fucking, you lose a ball, and then it's fucking. But then, like, a fucking one of the bobbleheads will fucking pop up anyway. Like, you fucking gut it, and just, it just doesn't make sense. Like, fucking, like, what happened? Like, you have, like, a little stand on the side, and fucking, like, all right, well, I died twice in the vault, and it shows 2 fucking bobbleheads, so did I get two of them? Like, what the fuck? And again, I went through the fucking, like, how to play fucking menu, and just fucking, it just doesn't, does not fucking doing a lot of good, like, telling me how to fucking play, just fucking, you know, pretty much just says, like, hey, do a bunch of shit, it's fucking, like, pretty much, like, the gist of it, it's like, okay, And again, it's fucking, you know, not as bad as Skyrim, but it's fucking, it's like there's a bit too much on the fucking to the table. It's fucking, you know, it's just not that fun to fucking play. And then fucking to top it all off, they have like a little animated, like, super mutant off of the corner that's fucking always fucking, like, talking and, like, you know, fucking, oh, stupid human, blah, 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 like, off of the corner. It's like, dude, it's fucking pretty fucking annoying. Like, dude, like, it's pretty bad. So, that's the Fallout table. I was pretty, pretty bummed out. And I mean, it's fucking, could have been great. But again, I don't know why they don't, better than Skyrim, but fucking still not nearly fucking one of my favorite tables on there. And there's the Doom table, and pretty really good, actually. Pretty real, thankfully. You know, none of that fucking like RPG fucking bullshit, which is smart. It's pretty, it really is just fucking do a bunch of shit and fucking, you know what I mean, cool shit happens type of deal. You know, you get a, you know, health and armor and shit is pretty much all it does, and fucking all you got to worry about, and fucking weapon upgrades and shit, and But I mean, that's not really the point of the game. It's not like fucking like, oh, like, you know, do like whatever. It's just fucking, the level I'm fucking playing it at anyway. And fucking it actually gives you like a difficulty level at the beginning. It's fucking like hurt me plenty, or fucking like ultra nightmare or whatever. So that's the thing. It's kind of weird. Fucking playing pinball. It's like, oh, what fucking difficulty level do you want to play it at? And then you know, you start playing the fucking the plunger, the fucking to start the game is the fucking chainsaw. And you fucking, you know, you gotta fucking like time it right. Because this giant fucking mancubus fucking demon like shooting fucking, you know, shooting a fucking cannon. And it's fucking like, oh, you gotta try to get the fucking chainsaw revved up fast enough to fucking like hit it fucking past that and time it right. Pretty fucking cool to see just even that, and just I just think the table itself is fucking works pretty well, just because of the fucking that Doom fucking hell aesthetic just fucking works so good for a fucking pinball table. It's fucking real flashy and loud and fucking fast and shit. You know, it's just like, you know, they keep it fucking relatively fucking simple. I mean, it's fucking, you know, you get the fucking Doom theme fucking almost always playing as you're fucking playing the game. That makes me want to play the fucking the real Doom, like just hearing the fucking it's fucking pretty good fucking background music too, but it just feels most of like what a fucking pinball game would fucking feel like, you know, like if they made like a real fucking, if these were all fucking like real tables, they'd be like, oh, you know, just, if, you know, if they still made fucking like pinball tables to put in arcades and fucking be like, oh, this is like whatever, if there's like, you know, to promote the fucking, the Doom fucking 4 like game, if they got together and like fucking like, all right, here's the pinball table to fucking promote it like type of deal, and just, that's what I'm looking for in the fucking in these tables anyway. So, yeah, Doom is pretty good out of the three of them. So, yeah, out of those three, in the look at them, look at the fucking Bethesda pinball as a whole. It's kind of like it runs the spectrum. It's fucking like Skyrim's pretty fucking bad, and fucking Fallout's like it's okay, and fucking Doom's pretty good, and just fucking so. There you go. Maybe just buy fucking Doom if you can do that, and just what's kind of disappointing about all of them though is, you know, I wish they just kind of used like inspiration from like the whole series, you know what I mean, of each like you know, game series, you know what I mean, like each fucking franchise or whatever. You know, so it's fucking like, oh, I wish they just did like a you know, Elder Scrolls, you know, like fucking Elder Scrolls pinball is fucking, you know, took shit from like Morrowind and fucking Oblivion and all that shit, and fucking, you know, Fallout, like the old ones, and fucking like some of those characters and like fucking like whatever, and you know, the car and blah blah blah, and fucking, you know, same with Doom, just fucking took like, you know, fucking old, like older fucking shit too. I mean instead of it's just kind of like no, you're playing fucking Fallout and the fucking the old Wasteland theme and shit from like 1 and 2 we're playing, and fucking like all that shit. And just that would have been fucking ideal, I think. But And then the other thing is fucking, you know, I wish they just fucking made fucking the tables fun to play, like for, like first and foremost. And whatever, but hey, what are you going to do? Fucking Doom Pinball's pretty good out of all of them, but that's it. So take a break. I'll be back. I'm warning you. I'll be back eventually.
Old Dan Tucker was a fine old man, washed his face in a frying pan, combed his hair with a wagon wheel, died with a toothache in his heel. Get out of the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late to come for supper. Supper's over and dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker, just stand there looking. Old Dan Tucker came to town, riding a billy goat, leading a hound. Hound dog bark, billy goat jump, throw Dan Tucker right over that stump. Get out of the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late to come for supper. Supper's over and dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker, just stand there looking. Old Dan Tucker, he got drunk, fell in the fire and kicked up a chunk. A big hot coal got in his shoe. Oh my God, how the ashes flew. Get out of the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late to come for supper. Supper's over and dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker, just stand there looking. Old Dan Tucker come to town, swinging the ladies round and round. First to the right, then to the left, and then to the one that you love best. Get out of the way, old Dan Tucker, you're too late to come for supper. Supper's over and dinner's cooking. Old Dan Tucker, just stand there looking.
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press podcast, and I was fucking looking. I'm like, yeah, I have first little segment there. I ran a little bit long. I'm just trying to go through. I'm like, the fuck, I can pretty much just end it now and just, you know, walk away and just call it a day and maybe go sit in line for Burger King. But I'm thinking like fucking like what did I want to talk about this week? And fucking like, why is it so long? Like, fuck, I'm trying to think. It was running down at Burger King. That was important. Very, very important to fucking the Burger King boycott of 2016. It's only going to be in effect for a couple weeks, but I'm going to stick by that. Train to Busan. That was pretty good. Bethesda fucking pinball. I think that was about it. I don't know why it took so fucking long to get there, but, yeah, Bethesda Pinball, fucking, yep. Anyway, fucking, I'll just keep going. Speaking of games that I'm roughly one-third fucking positive about, so I completed, and I reviewed, on gruntfreepress.com, Dead Rising 4. I did that all this week. I mean, probably, actually only took a few days, and to do all that shit, to fucking play through it, fucking review it, and you know what I mean, just, that should throw up some fucking red flags right there for a fucking Dead Rising game, that I fucking did all that so fucking fast, and, yeah, I mean, I really like the fucking, the Dead Rising series, fucking all of them, all those fucking games, all three of them, anyway, just, you know, the first game was so new. I mean, when it came out, I mean, that was fucking just like, I mean, it was kind of like tech demo-y for fucking like Xbox 360. I'm just like, oh, look how many fucking, like, whatever, zombies you can put on screen. Like how much, you know what I mean? Like gore and just like whatever. And just, but you know, it was fucking challenging. It was like a pretty difficult game to fucking get through. And just, you know, fucking, it was an actual, like, fucking, the structure of the game was fucking great, it was fucking unique, it was fucking funny, just, you know, tons of options to fuck around with, you know, lots of fucking replayability to go through, just fucking, like, by design, just fucking, like, oh, you probably can't do everything at once, so it's like, dude, you gotta fucking, just, you know, keep playing it, but it didn't feel, like, cheap, like, it was fucking, like, oh, you know, it was fucking just, how it was made. I'm pretty sure it was made by the same guy who made fucking Mega Man, I believe, Inafune, I think. Kenji or Keiji fucking Inafune, I believe. So I gotta bring that up when I can, but... So, I mean, the first game took place, like, entirely in a fucking mall, and, yeah, it was just like, you know, it was fucking, you know, the play area, like, where you go, it wasn't that big, but it was fucking, like, just, like, again, you're on a fucking timer pretty much the whole game, so it was fucking, like, you still have to fucking learn, like, fucking what's, you know, how to get where, like, what's the fastest way, like, fucking shortcuts and shit, and just, like... And they absolutely fucking filled it up with fucking, you know, secrets and fucking side quests and shit and fucking, you know, made all that work with the fucking, you know, work with the gameplay. So it's fucking like, it's a bunch of zombies, but they're not just, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, you know, it was like, in another game, like, it was fucking just like, whatever, just run around in a fucking, like, empty street or whatever. Like, it'd be like, fucking like, this is kind of small, but the fact that it's fucking like, but, you know what I mean? But it's fucking filled with all these fucking zombies. You gotta fucking, like, try to get the fuck around and all that shit. Like, that just, everything just worked, like, it gelled together, like, so well. And, again, you know, everything was on a timer, and it's fucking stressful because, you know, you couldn't do anything in the game, on, you know, on one playthrough, and just, like, I'm pretty sure, it was actually fucking pretty much impossible, I think, to even just, like, beat the game the first time through, just because it's, you know, you're leveling up and shit, like, the more shit you do, and just, you know, you didn't have enough fucking health and, like, special moves, like, you know, as you fucking leveled up, it's like, now I can fucking, like, suplex fucking zombies, and now I can fucking, like, whatever, like, get away quicker, and now I can fucking, like, carry whatever, just, You know, as you're playing, you're fucking leveling up your fucking character stats, you know, your fucking, all your stats and shit, like, I increased my fucking health bar, like, fucking, like, you know, by 3 fucking blips or whatever, and just like, I'm fucked, but you can start over and all that shit. I carried over to the, you know, as soon as you, you know, start off or the, you know, day one, fucking, like, whatever, the same shit, you're going in on the fucking helicopter, but it's fucking like, now I have a better chance because I have, like, this and that and, like, whatever. But yeah, I mean, some people couldn't fucking wrap their heads around that, you know what I mean? So they'd fucking, like play through once and fucking, like, it's like, you know, trying to play through my first game and, I fucking failed and, you know, it's fucking, you know, it's fucking too hard and fucking, game sucks. It's just fucking, all it is fucking dumb fucking killing, you know, mindless zombie killing is fucking... because as we've discovered over the years, fucking people are fucking retarded. I mean, they can't, like, you tell them, I witnessed this firsthand with my retarded ex-wife, or she's whatever, she'd fucking play it, just fucking, I can't do it, I can't do it. It's like, you know, start a new game. No, I don't want to. It's like, don't know what to tell you. I'm telling you what to do. And, like, people is, like, kind of, like, that wasn't unique. I mean, people just kind of wrap their head around fucking, like, hey, new game plus, like, fucking whatever. Either fuck around or whatever. Try to get as far as you can if you can. You know what I mean? If you don't just want to do, like, the mindless zombie killing thing and fucking around exploring, I mean, that'll help too. But if you're just going to go try going through the fucking main fucking game and then, you know what I mean, and fucking like, now it's too hard, or you failed it, well, start over, you know what I mean? It's going to be easier each time, but people just can't, like, again, people want fucking unique concepts and, like, different, like, takes on shit, but as soon as people try to do that, it's fucking, I don't get it, I don't understand it, so... anyway, I won't go on too much of a tangent about the fucking the first game, I just wanted to fucking set up, how fucking 4, anyway, compared to the older ones, and fuck, you know, just real quick, I mean, you know, the first Dead Rising, this is a fucking classic, I think. Second game, I wasn't a huge fan of, it was just kind of more of the same, just, it's like, they made it a little bit bigger, and plus they made it a little bit, like, goofier, and just, like, but, I mean, I've only played through that game, like, once again, it's fucking just, like, whatever, played through the main story once, and it's like, I don't know, it wasn't different enough from fucking 1, and just, if I remember right, it's fucking like, you know, we made a fucking, you know, made the world bigger, but then it's fucking like, I'm pretty sure I had, like, serious, like, load problems, like, you'd be running through, like, an open area, instead of, like, in the original would be, you know, they'd be like, you go through a door or something, like a certain section into, like, another section of the mall, like, there'd be a little load then. I'm pretty sure with 2, I was getting pissed off, it'd just be, like, walking out in the open, And they just decide, like, all right, we're just going to load you in here and fucking, like, you know, a completely open space and just fucking, like, oh, loading, like, fucking black screen, like, whatever. And then, like, it's fucking, like, oh, I got to go the other way, turn around and fucking, like, oh, loading. Like, I remember that pissing me the fuck off. If I remember right, they were fucking atrocious, like, fucking the load times and two. But there was some cool shit, like, fucking, like, oh, they did, that's when they introduced, like, the combo weapons, like, you get, like, a baseball bat, and then you get a fucking, you know, box of nails, and you fucking go to a workbench, and you combine them or whatever, and, like, fucking, that'd be, like, a combo weapon, like, you know, baseball bat with nails, like, shit like that, and, like, that was pretty cool, but, so two, I was, okay, I thought it was okay, but just wasn't my favorite. And the third one, I really liked it. I thought it was really good. They you know, made it into, like, an open world. You know, it wasn't just fucking, like, you're in a mall or, like, whatever the fuck. Like, there's a lot of, like, outside, just fucking go around and drive around the fucking streets. And they added combo vehicles to it. So it's fucking, you know, it's fucking really goofy. You just fucking, like, I drive up a fucking tow truck and a fucking whatever. You know, combine or something, and fuck, you know what I mean, fucking combine them and just fucking go through this fucking ridiculous fucking vehicle, fucking murder and everything, and just, yeah, they loosened up the timer on that one, so it's like, you know, you can pretty much dick around a lot more, so it'd be like, fucking, like, you get plenty of time just to fuck around. It's like, not gonna, you know, it's not, like, tight, like, you're running, like, spot to spot, and, like, you might, you know, at the most have, like, fucking, like, you know, 20 minutes to fuck around with shit, and three was just kind of like, it's real loose, just fucking, you know, do a mission, then fuck around, and then, like, you know, when you went to, like, the next mission, it'd be like, alright, well, if we start this mission, we're gonna fast forward the clock, like, a fucking day or two, you know what I mean? So it's like, fucking, like, you get plenty of time to just fuck around, which I thought that was a, you know, nice compromise, or it's like, fucking, like, oh, you're still under the gun, like, you know, you do, like, certain missions, and be like, okay, well, you know, you do one mission, then, like, the next one's fucking, like, oh, and then, like, between missions, like, now it'd be like, all right, well, you kind of get to, like, hurry a little bit over to the next one and shit like that. It was a nice, like, compromise. I mean, they were smart about that, so, you know, still a little bit fucking rushed, but, I mean, you at certain spots, but, you know, it was you had fucking breathing room, so. But what all three, well, one, two, and three, I think, what they all had in common was, I mean, fucking, you know, on the surface, again, people didn't play them, or they didn't fucking understand them, like, how they worked. This fuck, you know, people, you know, the main, like, I'd say ignorant point of view about all three of them was fucking, like, oh, you know, they're these fucking dumb, mindless, fucking zombie-killing, like, Dynasty Warriors type of games, like Gore Fest, fucking, you know, no substance there, just fucking, but then once you actually play them and fucking, you know, they constantly fucking, it constantly, like, surprise you, like, fucking, it just offer, like, more, like, even more, like, you know, it's like, fucking, like, oh, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot more structure here, there's a lot more fucking game to this than fucking, like, oh, okay, then you fucking play it and then just fucking get to the end, it's like, oh, wait, no, here's more shit to do, here's fucking, you know what I mean, just fucking, just keep playing, like, here's more shit, like, you know what I mean? It was fucking overtime mode. It was fucking like this. Like, it was all this crazy shit. Like, it's fucking, it's just like really, really fucking just a lot of bang for your buck, huh? And just, you know, and even like, you know, the stories in them are fucking like goofy, like B movie, just, you know, cheesy shit. And then, until they get fucking like, it'd be like, oh, this is like goofy, just like whatever. But then it'd get like dark and serious and shit. They'd have like twists, and then it's fucking like, or it's like, oh, you're trying to save like your fucking like dying fucking daughter or some shit like that. Or like, you know, or he has some like pretty like heavy, like social fucking commentary, you know, about like fucking like whatever, like the government or the fucking military, just like, you know, like straight face, like hard hitting shit. And just, you know, they're meant to be like replayed over and over. You know, and if you did everything right, you'd, you know, again, you'd unlock like a fucking, if you get to the end of the main story, like, oh, here's overtime mode, and here's fucking, and those are usually like super hard fucking, like, you have to like completely like fucking like almost like perfectly fucking at that point know the map and fucking like, oh, get here, fucking go and do this and fucking like, yeah, and again, it would tell more of the story and fucking like, you know, if just Oh, yeah, or in the case of the original game, fucking, to those people, like, bitching, oh, it's too hard, and fucking the time limits were too strict, or whatever, it's fucking, you'd fail a couple times, and, like, you'd realize, like, hey, you know what I mean, I don't have to do, like, any of these, I don't have to do any fucking missions, like, I can just fucking go in here and just, like, oh, you failed fucking whatever, like, the first case, but then it's like, okay, well, whatever, I'm just gonna, you know what I mean, I can just fucking sit here and just fuck around and just, like, fuck around in this mall for fucking 3 days and just, you can either, like, whatever, fail that way, and again, it's still, like, save your fucking progress. It's all, like, based on, like, whatever, as long as you save the game, I think it's based on your save. So, I mean, you can just fucking, like, do that or fucking, like, whatever, or you can still, like, fucking, I think the whole premise, like, the first game was, like, oh, it's a chopper coming in 3 days, and, like, fucking, like, oh, here's your missions, and then, like, you know, you could completely fail the main missions, but chopper comes in 3 days, you can just fucking get on the chopper, and, like, fucking, that's it, like, oh, whatever, I just fucked around this fucking mall for 3 days, there's, like, an ending for that, you know what I mean, it's fucking, like, get, like, the bad ending, but it's still, like, oh, I beat the game, technically, like, you know what I mean, like, that type of deal. Yeah, I mean, fucking again, then you go back and you try to play the actual missions, or you can just bitch about it, that fucking, either way, that fucking, you failed it, like, anyway, it's a fucking talk, Dead Rising 4, just, that was leading up to, I kind of want to go back and play the first one again, I don't know, but, so Dead Rising 4, let's just, let me just start with the good. It's funny anyway, like, fucking, it's not like the, not like the other games that are funny because they're, like, ridiculous, you know, because there's, like, ridiculous shit happening, and, like, fucking, you know what I mean, like, the tone of most of the other ones are, like, dark, but there's fucking, like, ridiculous shit happening type of deal, like, fucking, Dead Rising 4 is, like a straight-up fucking comedy, I mean, lots of, like, setting shit up, like, set up fucking, you know, dialogue setups and fucking, like, punchlines and shit, and just, like, stars Frank West from the first one. He, you know, he's doing the whole, like, out-of-touch, middle-aged dude, not getting the fucking, doesn't get the kids type of thing, you know what I mean? Like, fucking just, it made me lol a couple times, I'll give it that much. But as a game, it's just, there's not much there. I mean, you fucking start out in a fucking, you know, in a linear mission. It's, you know, it's just basically you run down a hallway, kill some zombies, you pull your camera, you know, you have your camera back from the first game, but pull that out, use that to do, like, you know, you'll get to an area, it's fucking like, oh, you know, investigation area, and fucking, you know, pull out your fucking camera and, you know, try to snap pitches of certain shit. It's kind of like Condemned a little bit, mixed with, like, the Batman Arkham games, like the Riddler trophy type of deal, where it's fucking like, oh, here's a clue, figure it out, but it's fucking, you know, it'll give you a list of hints and, you know, what you're trying to look for or whatever, but, I mean, you fucking just, there's a little meter, and fucking you just aim your camera close to it, and it pretty much just lights up, and you just fucking get close to it, but, yeah, it's fucking whatever. Highlight something, take a picture of it, and fucking, like, whatever, it checks off that list. And so, I mean, it's just more, like, straightforward than, like, right away. I'm like, this is way more fucking, like, linear and fucking straightforward than fucking, like, the other fucking Dead Rising games. But the entire game, that there's no fucking time missions at all, like, anything. You're just going from fucking, just going to, you know, go to a waypoint, fucking to a story mission, fucking, it's usually pretty fucking linear, fucking just, like, whatever, or just start a mission and fucking just sends you to fucking, you know, go to another waypoint, go to another waypoint, and just, but after you do, it's like between those, you can fucking run around and fuck off as long as you want. In the meantime, just, so it's set up just like fucking, pretty much feels like any other fucking open world game ever made, you know what I mean? Just fucking, they just put a fucking shitload of zombies in it to kill. I mean, that's about, I mean, that part of it's like as fun as ever, I guess, for a while anyway. I'm just fucking like, oh, you know, like fucking, again, that's like the surface level of fucking the Dead Rising games. It's fucking like, oh, I'm just going to fucking, you know, get some crazy weapons and vehicles and shit and just, you know, fuck around and kill a bunch of zombies. Like, yeah, if you, that's what you want, that's, you know, if you do that in 4 and it's fucking like, I'm like, oh yeah, cool, this is awesome, Dead Rising again, fucking running around with a fucking baseball bat and a fucking axe and shit and just fucking, you know, murdering a bunch of fucking zombies, like whatever. But there's nothing like pushing you forward. Like, there's nothing like fucking like, you gotta get to this mission in time. There's no like structure there. It's just, yeah, they're not like, the zombies are fucking like real easy too. Like fucking there's like no threat there. There's no fucking, no obstacle in your way. It's just fucking, you know, you don't have to beat the clock. It's just kind of like, yeah, the zombies, they're just kind of like there, like, oh, there to fucking like to beat up and like whatever, and just fucking like this is so real. It's like, you know, I knew there's no timer to it. I have like fucking just from like reading before like all the shit, like, oh, we took the timer out. So I'm like, I was just thinking like, oh, I'm fine with that. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I was curious to see like what they would add instead of that to like, you know, make it an actual game, like make some kind of like why, you know what I mean? Like fucking like to make it so what's going to drive you forward to the next thing, you know what I mean? Like fucking what's there to make the actual game part of the game, and there's nothing. Like they didn't add like anything to replace that, you know? It's not like like it's like, you know, like the easiest thing to do was, you know, they could have use the fact that there's no timer and you can just fuck around and, you know what I mean, you're still like gaining levels and fucking like, oh, here's your skill tree, here's your fucking like, you know, pick whatever you want, fucking you know, more health, fucking do more damage, like that type of thing, like fucking like whatever, and just yeah, I mean fucking so I was thinking like, oh, you can do that. So I was fucking like, oh, maybe they made like the missions like harder and shit. You know what I mean? Like fucking like maybe like they want you, like that's like the game part. It's just kind of like this a grind or whatever, just fucking type of deal. It's fucking like, oh, I get a level up before I even go, or I'm gonna get my fucking ass kicked type of deal. But or they use the fucking, you know, the unlimited time thing to fucking make the missions themselves like fucking, you know, more focused and fucking interesting and varied and shit. But it's fucking like, no, they didn't do any of that shit. They do like the complete opposite. It's just fucking, just the game is so fucking like easy, like it's ridiculous. I didn't die once, like the entire game is, I wasn't even fucking in danger like ever of fucking like dying. There's fucking health items everywhere, like oh yeah, you'll come across like soldiers with guns and fucking like they do some damage to you and fucking just like, oh, you know, it's like fucking this is gonna be, that usually sucks. It's fucking like, oh, either, you know what I mean, I gotta fucking use a gun on them or fucking like whatever, I'm gonna like get some damage fucking done to me and just, you know, but it's fucking like you can usually just fucking run up and they'll, you know, do some damage to you, but you fucking just run up and hit them with a fucking hammer or something and fucking like kill them and just, most of them will fucking just drop a med kit when they die anyway, so it's fucking, you pick that up, you fucking heal up again, it's fucking like, oh, fucking wasn't much of a threat there, and just like, you know, just the bosses are all so easy, you usually fucking drop them with a few shots from like a decent, you know, decently fucking average fucking weapon, just fucking like, oh, hit him a few times and then fucking just drop and just like, then you forget they're even fucking bosses, you know what I mean? Because, you know, if they're fucking dead in like half a fucking minute, and I like up until I beat the game and fucking like I completely forgot there are like any fucking bosses or anything. Then I fucking, I'm like, all right, well, I've started a second game again. I'm like fucking like, oh, there's no overtime mode, no nothing, no extras, no fucking shit. Like, oh, maybe I missed something, so I fucking start, you know, maybe the second time through will be fucking something different, and, I'm watching these cutscenes with fucking all these characters that are fucking, like, you know, there were bosses that I killed. It's like, oh, I guess so. I kind of remember, like, fighting that person, but it's fucking just, like, over so fast. It's just like, dude, there's no, like, no, doesn't stick at all. And just, yeah, just, I'm just fucking like, oh yeah, that guy. It's like, I shot him in the face for a few fucking seconds, I think. And just, I don't know, just like most of the fucking bosses aren't that different from fucking normal enemies. And just like, it doesn't have to be like a difficult game. I mean, it's just, it seems like they listen to all the fucking retards saying like, oh, I just want to run around and kill zombies and that's it. And fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, well, pretty much all you can do in fucking Dead Rising, all you can do in fucking Dead Rising 4, pretty much. It's fucking like, it's like that, that minus everything else, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, he could have done that in the other games, plus play an actual game, but now it's fucking 4, it's just like, oh, well, run around and kill zombies for a little bit, and now what? Now I'm fucking bored, you know what I mean? Just, and that definitely wasn't the fucking reason I liked the other Dead Rising games. Just, you know, the zombies, like, factored into the fucking gameplay, so. Now it's just, like, so dumbed down. It's fucking, that's all there is to it. It's just, you know, I'm just fucking like, hey, look, there's some zombies, go kill them. Okay? It just, it just feels fucking lazy, like. You know, here's the sandbox, you know what I mean? Like, fuck, it's a typical thing. I have problems with fucking these games that are like open world games, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, here's the sandbox that we built, and fucking we don't know what to do with it to make it into a game, so I don't know, here you go. Like, fucking here's the sandbox, go do stuff in it, And then it's fucking like, well, I could have done that in the older games, you know what I mean? Fucking just, they had that, plus they had a structure, you know, there were reasons to fucking play it a certain way, and you know what I mean? And fucking it got me extra shit, and like, you know what I mean? Fucking challenges to overcome. This is just fucking like, oh, here you go. It almost feels like it's fucking like not finished, like fucking like, oh, we made the sandbox, and oh, you had to fucking, all right, well, let's make the game now, and I don't know, just put it out, like fucking like whatever. It doesn't feel like, I don't know. I don't know the fucking story behind it. Like, I don't really get into fucking that shit. I'm just fucking like, oh, well, the studio, although there was internal conflict in the studio. We have special report and all fucking, like, whatever, dude. Like, oh, okay, well, in that case, it's okay. Because, you know, it's like, no, dude, fucking, this game just feels like it's fucking unfinished. Like, that, like, end of story right there. Just, yeah, like you said, the easy fix would have been just to fucking lean into the RPG side of it and just, you know, balance the game towards having, you know, all the upgrades and shit. So, you know, you had a reason to kill, like fucking like, oh, go kill a bunch of zombies, but you're trying to do that to like unlock this certain thing, you know what I mean? Or whatever, like fucking get up to a certain level of fucking like defense or like whatever. There's a lot of shit they could have done, you know what I mean? To fucking, you know, if they're gonna do that, of just fucking like, oh, here's the skill tree, all of the skills fucking do something, you know what I mean? It's just the, you know what I mean? Fucking just have it so fucking like whatever, like you unlock this and, you know, maybe you don't have to have it, but fucking without it, like fucking fighting this boss is gonna be a bitch, like a certain fucking move or like whatever, just anything, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, just, no, it just feels like just real fucking like brain dead fucking lowest common denominator shit. It was fucking, you know, made a game for fucking idiots who never got tired of playing, like, you know, the type of people who played fucking, oh, dude, fucking whatever, dude. I love video games. I love fucking Grand Theft Auto. And it's fucking like, oh, yeah, cool, me too. Let's fucking, well, I don't, like, whatever, let's play. And you fucking play, and it's fucking like, oh, you don't know the cheat code, dude? You don't know the cheat codes to Grand Theft Auto? I was like, no, I just actually play the game. It's fucking, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, you put it in. Well, what do you do now? Oh, he's running around and I fucking, whatever, unlimited fucking rocket launchers. And I just fucking do that. And the cops chase after me. And I fucking, oh, if you gotta do the code real quick, it fucking puts your health back in. Like, it's what it feels like. It's like, that's the game. Like, fucking, like, yeah, I fucking, it's like, oh yeah, cool, that's cool for like 10 minutes, but now what? Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, it's not that cool, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, I don't know, just like no fucking substance there, just fucking, randomized fucking, you know, they have like randomized, side missions, but I mean, they're all pretty fucking lame. It's just fucking, it'll pretty much come, it'll be like a shed, like fucking out in the middle of nowhere, fucking, or whatever, just like off to the side, and this, you know, it's something that's like obviously like a fucking, like, so you just look at it and it's fucking like, oh, that's weird, there's a fucking shed with fucking no zombies around it, there's probably a spawn point for a fucking side mission, fucking, it's either like, oh, fucking pops up the fucking blue icon, and it's like, oh, clear out the zombies to fucking, you know, get, there's a survivor inside, you fucking do that, and fucking like, oh, there's a survivor, or just fucking, or it's like, hey, there's like fucking like five soldiers around it, kill them, okay, cool, fucking side mission over, and it's like, dude, it's lame, it's like, that's it, and it's fucking, and then there's, you know, safe houses that you, upgrade, the, you know, as you get, like, more, you do more of those side missions, you get survivors, and fucking, you know, it upgrades the safe houses, and you get, it's like, you know, there's collectibles everywhere, you can buy, like, maps of the collectibles, or, like, clothes, or, like, whatever, but again, it's just fucking like, but there's no game to, like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, cool, I unlocked all this shit, but there's nothing to do with it. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, I'm not struggling anywhere. There's no fucking missions that are hard. There's no nothing. It's just fucking like, oh, what? I have a goofier costume on to just, it doesn't make it, you know, there's no fucking substance to fucking do. There's nothing to do with it. And just, it almost feels like it's like a botched fucking state of decay fucking sequel. Just fucking, you know, minus like the shit that made like state of decay like fucking good. Like, you know, minus the fucking the base building and the fucking permadeath and the survival aspects and the fucking, you know, deep fucking systems and all that. There's nothing there. It's just such a fucking lesser game compared to the other Dead Rising games. It's fucking, I don't know. It's like, I don't know, like, why, I'm just like, why did they fucking, like, release this like this? Like, this is fucking, like, ridiculous, and just, or it's just, and why would anybody bother playing fucking Dead Rising 4 rather than playing the older, you know? It's like, fucking, there's already three of them that are fucking much better than this, like, why bother at this point again? Some of the new shit you look at, and like conceptually it's cool. It's like, hey, cool, look, you know, it's like fucking, you get into a mech suit and it's fucking, oh cool, I'm in a mech suit fucking running around. Yeah, you look at that, then you fucking jump into it and you use it and it's fucking like, oh, it's got like a limited fucking power supply. Within like, you know, 5 minutes or so, like it runs out of power and it fucking, like, it's gone, like it just disappears. It's like, all right, cool, like, I guess. So it's just like, that's something that could be like the skill tree of fucking like, oh, hey, you know, fucking, you know what I mean? Oh, your mechs fucking last longer or some shit. And fucking like, you know what I mean? And then like the end of that fucking like path is like, oh, you get unlimited. You can fucking run around in the mech suit. But it's like, nope, that's not there. You know what I mean? It's fucking like so like, oh, it's just like this long list of just fucking like botched ideas that seem really fucked up. And just, you know, you beat the game, you start fucking new game plus is fucking, which again, that, you know, was key to what made the other games fucking awesome. Once you fucking felt like, you know, you went from fucking feeling like you had no chance to feeling like you're fucking like empowered and fucking, you know what I mean, had leveled up and fucking in four, just whatever, man. I said, you get a message just like fucking like, oh, you unlocked the Mega Man Zero mech suit and gold bars or whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. All right. I mean, I start playing it and fucking, it's like, oh, hey, a few gold bars flying around, pick them up. And it's like, I don't know what these do. And like, I have no clue. Fucking, it's like, oh, what do they do when you fucking throw them? It's like a super fucking currency. So I can go to like a safe house and buy a bunch of shit. It's like, nope, that's not it. Fucking try throwing. It's like in the thrown item category. If I can like pick them up and throw them at fucking, like, nope, just hits them and fucking they fall down. But it's fucking nothing special. It's like, I don't know. I have like no idea what these do. And fucking like, I looked it up and it's fucking, it's like, oh, that's for like multiplayer. Cool. Like, that's fucking even more useless than I even fucking imagined. Just fucking, you know, then I'm fucking like, oh, where's this Mega Man suit? And they said I unlocked, and I find it's in like a sitting in a safe house, fucking. Yeah, you know, I get it. I'm like, oh, cool. You know what I mean? Fucking just, you know, Mega Man Zero or like whatever. You can fucking fire the Mega Buster and use a fucking laser sword and fucking that's neat. And then fucking, but then it works like all the other fucking mech suits where it's like, has like enough power. It lasts like a few minutes. So it's like, all right, so you leave the safe house, like walk down the street a little bit and the fucking thing explodes. It's like, cool. Awesome, dude. Like, how do they fuck this shit up so badly? This is like so bad. Yeah, so fucking severely, severely fucking disappointed in Dead Rising 4. It was such a fucking downward fucking spiral playing the game where it's fucking like, oh, hey, look, Frank's back. Awesome. Frank West is cool and fucking, oh, that's pretty funny and fucking, oh, back to the mall and just fucking, then I'm fucking playing. It's like, oh, this has got to be more and, oh, fucking everything's fucking fucked and it's fucking broken and just like, dude, fuck. God damn it. Like, fucking, it's pretty bad and just, even more fucking perplexing is I'm fucking like, oh, well, this is bad. So, I mean, like, this got to be like, people must be ripping on it. Then I'm fucking looking around, just fucking getting all these like good reviews everywhere. It's just like, dude, like, what the fuck is this, dude? Like, I can't figure out why, like, for the life of me. It's just fucking like, oh, this is fucking cool. I fucking played it. I fucking killed a bunch of zombies. Oh, it's still Dead Rising is, right? It's like, dude, no. Jesus Christ, it's fucking, like, objectively worse than, like, the other games in there, and in just about, like, every way, like, possible. This is a fucking much worse game than any of them, like, by like, a fucking mile, you know what I mean? Just fucking, anyway, you can fucking read my review of that. It's a spoiler alert, it's fucking not very good. You can read that over at gruntfreepress.com, and that's it. So that put a fucking damper on my fucking, like, oh, Capcom's back. I'm reading fucking these articles of, oh, Capcom's, like, back to making, like, new games again and blah, blah, blah. And I'm fucking, I play that. I'm like, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is going to be, like, the quality standard of them. It might be a problem. But, yeah, that's it. I played some Steep, too, but I'll leave you in suspense for that. I'm just going to run on the fucking long. But, absolute deicide for gruntfreepress.com. This has been the Grunt Free Press podcast. And, yeah. Don't eat Burger King. It has AIDS.
En jung går red ved juletid.
Ching chang ching lutilej.
Omkring ham dalede sneen hvid.
Ching chang ching lutilej.
Han stræd sig frem i regn og blæst med et, der sejnede hans hest.
Ching chang lu, ching chang lu, ching chang ching lutilej.
Jomfru sad i høje tårn.
Ching chang ching lutilej.
Og ventede ham som til form.
Ching chang ching lutilej.
Men natten gik så trist og lang i ensomhed til solopgang.
Ching chang lu, ching chang lu, ching chang ching lutilej.
Den næste dag ved morgen rød.
Ching chang ching lutilej.
De fandt den stakkels junker død.
Ching chang ching lutilej.
Han dækket var af sne og is, men tør nu op i paradis.
Ching chang lu, ching chang lu, ching chang ching lutilej.
Det var jo noget værre noget.
Ching chang ching lutilej.
For da han tøede, blev han våd.
Ching chang ching lutilej.
Men sådan kan det altså gå, når man går uden hue på.
Ching chang lu, ching chang lu, ching chang ching lutilej.
Hun kastede sig fra tårnet ned.
Ching chang ching lutilej.
Nu deler de en lille sky, som regner over land og by.
Ching chang lu, ching chang lu,